Every one of us know this verse. Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh Allah, increase me in my knowledge. In hope, all of the explanations of the Quran, it has been mentioned. Kafa li hada sharfan lil ilmi. For the excellence of acquiring knowledge, just this one verse or part of the verse is sufficient for the mankind. Just this one verse, Rabbi zidni ilma, because anna amara bi nabiyhi an yas'alahu al-mazid minhu, because the prophet which is the best in the mankind, the holy prophet is being advised and instructed by Allah Almighty that you should ask in this way, Rabbi zidni ilma. The Prophet is asking that he should be blessed with more knowledge.
Subhanallah.
So this is the blessing of acquiring knowledge. And we are doing the same thing. You are doing the same thing. Many child of your age, they are deprived of education because of poverty in their home, because of the sufferings, diseases which their families are facing. And they are doing labor. They are labor and they are working in the town and villages. Alhamdulillah. Your father, your parents have given the opportunity to you to come here. They earn, they work hard, they pay the fees. And you come here to acquire knowledge. So my advice, for the sincere advice for you, you should not waste your time when you are coming here. Put your best. Put your best the more you can do. What my aim was when I was a student at your time, I pray to God that I shouldn't get the time of sleep. If I have the ability to learn, I would be away for 24 hours.
Subhanallah.
Till today. Till the time when I do not sleep on my book, I don't go on the bed.
Subhanallah.
Till the time today, my age is 36. 3 times more than all of you. Till the time today, my family members come, now you are sleeping on the book. It is the time you should be coming on the bed. Otherwise, the further time will start.
Subhanallah.
So this should be the passion of learning everything. When we were the students, what we do? We are seeing this diary. We put this diary in our pockets and just notice everything. And what we do not know, we just write those things. Okay, this is the question. Then we requested our teachers. Today, I want to ask few questions. Okay, ask. We kept asking until the teacher said, please just now give me some time for rest.
Subhanallah.
Give me some time for rest. We keep just asking and asking. Okay, tomorrow. So we were not tired of asking. Our passion was full. And we were too enthusiastic to learn Islam and knowledge. So this should be the passion. You should be avoiding all those things which are not beneficial to you. So this was one small hadith and one Quranic ayah. Similarly, what is the excellence of a student which you are, subhanAllah? You would be amazed. This is the teaching of Islam. How Islam is promoting for acquisition of knowledge. This is the love of promoting the education. Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, it has been narrated by Abu Sa'id Khudri, سَيَأْتِيكُمْ أَقْوَامٌ يَطْلُبُونَ الْعِلْمَ. Because everyone has to pass away from this world sooner or later. The Holy Prophet, although his life now is far more better than ours, but still from physical appearance, we cannot see him. So Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised his companions, سَيَأْتِيكُمْ أَقْوَامٌ يَطْلُبُونَ الْعِلْمَ. Sooner or later, people from throughout the world would be coming to you to learn Islam. And when they come to you, فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُمْ فَقُولُوا لَهُمْ مَرْحَبًا بِوَسِيَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. When they come to you, you should say them, welcome, marhaban bi wasiyati Rasulillah. We are welcoming you on behalf of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he told us, he forecasted us, that sooner or later people would be coming to you to seek Islam. So we are welcoming you on behalf of the Prophet. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, waqnuhum. So you should be teaching them, allimuhum. Waqnuhum means allimuhum. You should be teaching them. You should not be negligent by any means in teaching them. You should be saying them welcome. Similarly, this was the will and this was the advice given by Prophet. Now the same has happened in the physical appearance of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated by Safwan bin Assal. He narrated, Ataytu Nabiya sallallahu alaihi wasallam, huwa fil masjidi muttaqihun ala burdin lahu ahmar. I entered the mosque of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was leaning on the wall and there was the red cloth over him. Faqultu lahu ya Rasulullah, Inni jitu atlub al ilma. O Prophet, I have come here to seek some knowledge.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Inni jitu atlub al ilma, atlub al ilma. I have come here just for one reason. I want to learn something. The Holy Prophet is the master of the prophets. He should have said, okay, you can come at that time of the week where I give lecture. You can come in Friday lectures. You can come, you can go to Abu Bakr, you can go to Farooq, you can go to Usman, you can go to Ali. May Allah be pleased with them. But the Holy Prophet, after listening, he said, Inni jitu atlubul ilma, I have come here to learn something. What was the reply of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Marhaban bi talib al ilmi. Oh, the seeker of knowledge, I am welcoming you.
Subhanallah.
Oh, the seeker of knowledge, I am welcoming you. The master of the prophets, the beloved of Almighty, is welcoming an ordinary student. Is welcoming an ordinary student. And then Holy Prophet said, Inna talib al ilmi tahuffuhu al malaikatu bi ajnihatiha. When the seeker of the knowledge is seeking the knowledge, the angels spread their wings for those who are learning Islam. And from that place, summa yarkubu ba'duhum ba'dan hatta yablughu as-sama'a ad-dunya. And when the students are sitting, the angels are from the earth to the sky. The angels gathered at that place where the students are sitting.
Subhanallah.
In the hadith, Holy Prophet has said, Min mahabbatihim lima yatlubu. Because of the love of that precious thing which they are acquiring. Min mahabbatihim. For the sole reason and for the purpose for what the thing which they are acquiring, that is the knowledge. So this is the gift of the God. I just came into my mind. A child came to his teacher and asked him, I have the habit of forgetting things. He told him, you should not be doing any sins. You should not be doing any sins. Because if you do and commit any sin, and if you are going against the commandments of Allah, you will forget. You will not get the blessings of Allah. So one scholar said, Shakautu ila waqi'in su'a hifzi. I told my teacher that I have a bad habit of forgetting everything. He told me, فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ مِنْ إِلَٰهِ وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُوتَى لِآسِ. You should be knowing this, that this knowledge is not an ordinary thing. It is a knowledge. Knowledge is bestowed especially by Almighty Allah. It is the noor of Almighty Allah. It is the light. The knowledge which you acquire is light from Almighty Allah, and light is not given to those people who commit sins. So it is blessing of Almighty Allah. So you should be putting your heart out. You should be learning everything. When I just went into the class, and one teacher told me that he was teaching chemistry. No, chemistry, I learned it, I think 26 years back. I learned chemistry. How many years back?
26.
But I still remember a few things. When we were learning chemistry, our teacher used to have a stick, and he told us, "Ha hi liti bagno fini nama galsi pas color." And if you are learning chemistry, we don't, you didn't know. He said, "Learn this. Ha hi liti bagno fini nama galsi pas." What is it? Ha hi hydrogen, helium, lithium. He used to make this learn. And when we studied Islamic knowledge, we remembered everything. You should wake up in the night at 2 a.m. Okay, come on, stand up. And you will stand up. Okay, kuduri. Wal ma'ani naqidatu lil wudu'i kullu ma kharaja min as-sabilayn wal tamu wal kayhu wal sabiq idha kharaja min al-badani wa tajawaza ila mawdin yulhiku hukmu hukmu tartili. You want to know nahab? Alhamdulillah la nawa ishamila wa ala ilkamila. We can start every book from the start till end.
Subhanallah.
And we said that we can learn in such a way that we can recite the book and pages in one breath. In one breath. And then breath is lost, then continue second, and we can complete the book by just learning and memorizing it. Even what we did, since you are national language, mother language, Chichewa, but you are learning in English and Arabic, so it is no harm for you. It is beneficial. We learned Persian. Now I'm quoting some Persian words. Our mother tongue was mainly, our mother tongue was Urdu. But we learned the second languages, Arabic, Persian. Now teachers used a stick and told us you have to learn Persian. And when you will learn Persian, you would be able to read the books of the scholars. And we learned Persian. Now books we read 30 years back, still I remember them today. Persian language, listen. Bidan ke lafz e mustamal dar sukhn e arab par do qisam az mufrad o murakkab mufrad lafz e baash tanha ke dalalat gunat par yak maana ara kalma goyan kalma bar se qisam az ism chu rajulun fe chu daraba har chu hal murakkab lafz e baash kas do ya beshtar guna hasil shuda baash we can speak in any language you can ask to teva I can speak to seva few words for example kadu kadi chimu ladi kulu kadu ku mardi and shibru zaku zamin
allahumma salli ala muhammad wa alihi اللهم صل على محمد وآله
ثم صلاة والسلام على النبي وآله
اللهم صل على محمد وآله
قوموا نديشن روا جعفر بن سليمان الدرعي عن مالك بن دينار Al Malik bin Dinar, a very pious scholar, he said, Oh Allah Azza wa Jalla ala Musa alayhi salam, the blessing and the opportunity which you are getting to learn Islam. How blessed you are that you are learning and acquiring knowledge, and how blessed your teachers are. How much blessings are they are getting to teach you. It has been said, Oh Allah ila Musa, Allah messaged or revealed, sent revelation to Musa alayhi salam, أَنِتَّخِذْ نَعْلَيْنِ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ وَعَسَى مِنْ حَدِيدٍ سُمَّتْ لُبِ الْعِلْمَ Allah ordered His Prophet Musa alayhi salam that you should make your shoes with steel, with iron. You are Prophet, but the blessing of knowledge is so high, blessing of acquiring ilm is so high, that I, the creator of the universe, is instructing you, is advising you, أَنِتَّخِذْ نَعْلَيْنِ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ وَعَسَى مِنْ حَدِيدٍ That you should make your shoes with steel, with iron. You should make your stick with iron. Then you should start seeking the special knowledge, the special blessings, وَالْعَبِرْ and wisdom. حَتَّى يَخْتَرِكَ نَعْلَيْكَ أَوْ يَخْلُقَ نَعْلَاكَ وَتَنْكَسِرَ عَسَاكَ Till the time your shoes get burnt off. Your shoes get burnt off. Till the time you go on seeking the knowledge, you go on that path to seek the knowledge, till the time your shoes get burned off. They are torn into pieces. This is the way you should learn. And you should put your best. This was the order given by Almighty Allah. This is the blessing. Therefore, we are learning and acquiring knowledge. We say that knowledge, learning Islam, is the gift of the God. It is being given to those who are chosen by Almighty Allah. Now the passion which I am trying to convey you. Once there was a very big scholar of Islam. His name was Imam Abu Yusuf. His name was
Imam Abu Yusuf.
And the name of his teacher was Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Thabit. Both were very big scholars of Islam. And Abu Yusuf went to seek knowledge like you to Imam Abu Hanifa, to his teacher. And he got married. Abu Yusuf got married. He had children. Once it has been narrated, Rawa Muhammad ibn Qudama qala samitu Shuja' ibn Mukhallad qala samitu Abu Yusuf. That we learned from Abu Yusuf, he used to tell us, he was our teacher, and to create passion, enthusiasm in ourselves, he told us, Mata ibn li falam ahdur jihazahu wala dafnahu. I was sitting in the mosque learning, I was sitting in my madrasa, I was sitting in my institute learning from my teacher Imam Abu Hanifa. When I was there folding my hands and I was learning something, someone came to me and told in my ears that your child has died today. Your child has
died.
Your child has died today. You should come to offer the funeral prayers. Your child has died. You should come to bury him for the burial ceremony. I told him, وَتَرَكْتُهُ عَلَىٰ جِيرَانِي وَاقْرِبَائِي What is the purpose of my neighbors and my relatives? So I tell them, they bury my child and they put them to offer the funeral prayers. I cannot miss the blessing of my teachers of today's lecture. مَخَافَةً أَن يَفُوتَنِي مِنْ أَبِي حَنِيفَةَ شَيْءٍ لَا تَذْهَبْ حَسْرَتُ أَنِّي I don't know. My child has died. Okay, he has died. Are yes, I is a Marir. Everyone has to die. My child has died, everyone has to die. Tomorrow I will not be there. But if I miss today's lecture, my heart would be pinching me. I would be in pain and grief. I have missed today's lecture.
Allah.
I have missed today's lecture and I cannot compensate. Someone give me the wealth of the whole world to miss today's lecture, but I will not be able to then acquire the blessings of that lecture. I cannot miss one lecture. Okay, ask my taraktuhu ala jirani wa kribahi. I have left my child's burial and funeral for my relatives and neighbors. They will do this sermon. I will pray for him in the mosque.
Subhanallah.
This is the passion. Child has died. The father, how he upbrings his child, how he do the nourishment. But he is sacrificing all the things just to acquire the knowledge. So this is the blessing. This is the passion you should be having. And in Islam, we are told the same thing. Once a child, his name was Hisham, he came to his teacher. His teacher was a very big scholar of Islam. His name was Imam Malik Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. His name, please switch off your mobile phone to someone else. Okay, say Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina. Say, recite Durood Sharif in loud voice.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Imam Malik was the teacher and the student name was Hisham. What was the name of the student?
Hisham.
Hisham came to his teacher and the teacher said to him, the teacher used to teach hadith. And the teacher told him, Iqra, read the hadith, I will listen from you. The student was very arrogant. He said, La akraw alayk, I will not read today. You should read the hadith, I will listen. You are the teacher. I will not read the lesson. You should read. I will be listening. Imam Malik, the teacher in Medina, he used his stick and put on the child. And the child was beaten 16 times the stick was put on his body and the child was crying. And he said to his teacher, you have hidden me, you have used a stick, it is painful. I will ask Allah, I will complain Allah, and it is very painful to me. Bighayri haqqin, it was not your right to hit me. The teacher realized this. The teachers are very kind. If the teacher is good, he is very kind hearted. He is benevolent, he is noble. The teacher was Imam Malik, the person who never left Medina for the love of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The teacher realized this and the teacher told him, okay, how I can apologize you. The student was very clever and very sharp. The student said, okay, your punishment is that you should narrate me 15 hadiths which you have learned from your teacher.
Subhanallah.
Your punishment is that you should tell me 15 hadiths because I want to listen from you. You asked me that I should recite. I will not recite. I want to listen from you. And when I ask you, you use your stick, you hit me 16 times. Now your punishment is that. My teacher, your punishment is that. Otherwise, I will not be accepting your apology. Your punishment is that you narrate me 16 or 15 hadiths which you have learned from your teachers. Okay, Imam Malik said, then you will accept my apology. Yes, my teacher, then I will accept your apology. Imam Malik said, the hadith number one, hadith number two, hadith number three. He narrated 16 hadiths. The child was crying. He said, I am so blessed. I am praying to God Almighty. Why you have used your stick 16 times? May you have used your stick 116 times or 100 times. I will be accepting those pains and then I would be listening 100 of these from you.
Subhanallah.
I request you to use your sticks more and I will be giving you punishment to learn more of these from you.
Subhanallah.
This was a passion. Zidni darwan, zidni ilman. You should be using a stick and I will be giving you punishment to narrate me more and more hadith. So this was the passion. This is the way you should be learning your knowledge. In the end, I would like to make the teacher stand for request from him. So he would be translating in Chichewa language. Because you are learning other subjects as well. Chemistry, science. What your mission and goal of your life should be. That you should be so capable, you should be powerful, miraculous, splendid, superior in your religion. You should be having command and you should be having expertise in all the things. You are accountant, you are the best in the village. You are engineer, you are the best. You are the pilot, you are the best. You are expert in construction work, you are the best. But you should not be missing your prayers. Ben perani ka saru pasibu. You should not be missing your prayers. You should be expert in your field, which you fill with the field you have. And for that example I'm giving you, what our teachers told us, he would be translating the same thing in Chichewa language. So you can make this a goal of your life. I want to you be like a candle. Candle.
Yeah, candle.
Mumbati.
Yeah.
I want to you be like a candle.
Do you know
what is the good thing of the candle?
A candle
is put in the room.
That
is one candle only. And there are 100 candles that are not burned. One candle is burned with a matchstick.
The candle which is
burning is the matchstick. I want to advise you, be like that candle which is alone and burning, which is burning with the matchstick. Why I want you to be a burning candle? Because our teachers and Sufis and scholars told us, be like a candle, burning candle, because this burning candle is so good, is so excellent, is so full of character, is so good that this one candle can lit up millions of candles.
Subhanallah. Awo afuna mukhanga ti candle mozi fola napuza kwa maulama ambiri maskola za ambiri na ti candle mozi eka and wabwino kwambi fola mathaku yasa ma candle onse ma thousand candles kuti pa kala oya.
Thousand of candles, and the first candle, the light of the candle would not be reducing.
So you
spread the knowledge and wisdom you learn, and if you learn, then you spread this knowledge, then Allah will shower the special blessings on you. Abar yanga Allah kudari se. Aries aiza mariga, aiza marira. Muzakha manda, muzakha latima, and she to zavino zi savari se.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Baba maonenoka kuti ilmu ndi mashallah Mungu adalitsa kujali ilmu zochuluka kwambiri mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Kuti zose akuyankhulira kuchokera ku Quran ndi hadith wa Mtume Muhammad
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Kuti ntimirire salam kwa Mtume Muhammad.
Salam.